Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Ben and Woods, 7 a.m. It is Thursday morning. Should be a nice day today in San Diego. We get a lot of them. This one seems like it's going to be particularly nice as I look out our window here in our sixth-floor Odyssey Studios just above Mission Valley. Woods, American League Championship Series Game 5. I mean, this series very, very hard to analyze because after one game, it's like, oh yeah, the Astros clearly the best team. Oh, games 2 and 3, clearly Boston has taken control. They're going to run to the World Series. Now, the Astros come back, dominate games 4 and 5, and now it looks like, once again, the Astros are going to the World Series. What's going on in this ALCS?
Dude, I have no idea how to handle it. You know how much money I've lost on these playoffs? I have gotten my ass kicked on these playoffs. Let me ask you boys a question. So, because I can't handicap the games very well right now, because no one knows what's going to happen, I decided yesterday to do what they call prop bets, right? So you look up and down the lineup and say, okay, I did it a few times with the Padres early in the season when they were hot, and you say, will Fernando Tatis Jr. go above or below 1.5 total bases? So if he hits a double, that's 2 bases, you win the bet. Double in his first AB, you win.
2
hits,
walks.
No, walks do not count. No. Walks don't count as total bases. So I won a little bit of money on prop bets early in the year. So I looked at the game yesterday. I went, all right, Chris Sale on the bump. I'm going to go with 2 of the most clutch right-handed hitters in the Astros lineup. Carlos Correa and Alex Bregman. No-brainer. Both of them will get over 1.5 total bases. It's sucker bet, right? Like, I couldn't even believe it. I put my money on it. I said, this is a done deal. Both of them took overs. I mean, they walked, whatever they did, but I got nothing.
Well, their team scored 9 runs.
Their team scored 9 runs. The lefties, like Yordan Alvarez, out there having the game of his life, 3 for 5, homer, double, 3 RBI, 2 runs. Yuri Gurriel, 3 for 5. I couldn't pick a winner right now if it killed me.
If I had given you the prop bet before the game yesterday, will either starting pitcher throw a pitch in the sixth inning?
It would have been one. I would have put $1,000 on the fact. I would have said no.
Of course you would have, because most of the games, they're not even getting through like
the
3
third
innings.
Yeah.
And then Framber Valdez goes 8.
8. Brilliant.
Takes a perfect game into the fifth, gives up just 1 earned run. You look at that and you say, okay, not only are the Astros now up 3-2, but they've got a completely rested bullpen. You know, they're going home.
Yeah.
I mean, this should be a no-brainer. The Astros should now cruise in game 6, but having watched this series and knowing, well, the Red Sox do have Eovaldi on the mound for game 6 tomorrow. Astros are TBD. I mean, could Eovaldi do what Valdez did in Game 5 and pitch them into a Game 7 now? I don't know.
You know, I think that he can. But again, if you look to the other series and say, well, Alex Cora used Nate Eovaldi the other night in a high-leverage situation, which didn't work, you know, is that too taxing on Nate Eovaldi? You know, you never know how a guy's going to respond. But again, it begs the question.
If he was a Dodger, we'd know he'd respond poorly.
Correct.
But he's a Red Sox, so he might respond just fine.
And again, you go back to Houston and you're feeling like, all right, Astros have this in the bag. Is it going to surprise anybody, you guys, if the Dodgers win their next one and the Red Sox win another one? No, it won't. I mean, there are guys, though, on the Reds, like our old friend Hunter Renfroe is in the blender right now, just grounding into double play after double play or striking out. He is in the absolute blender.
Padres fans remember what it feels like to watch that.
Very much. But a 9-1 victory for the Astros in Fenway, at, you know, Ben, the it's so funny, too, to watch the narratives on managers change literally from day to day. I was looking at Red Sox fans last night. They want Alex Cora gone. It's just it's amazing to me just how fleeting success can be for a manager at that level in games this big. It's huge.
We got Take on Woods coming up in just a couple of minutes. Categories today, if you want to play. Cast a Spell, song titles containing the word magic. Heart to Heart, song titles containing the word heart. And Chart Toppers, our new one about songs that spend at least 10 weeks in the number one spot on the Billboard chart. So those are the three categories. The number is 833-288-0973. First, though, this segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by your San Diego County Toyota dealers. We make it easy. Westwood One broadcast tonight. We got Thursday Night Football. Broncos, Browns without Baker Mayfield. But that is not the direction I will be going to for this week's edition of Fade Ben. All right, after an 0-5 run to start the season, proving why we did this segment in the first place, that my football picks are absolute garbage.
Correct.
Woodsy betting against me every time, making money. Last week, I actually got into the winner's column by taking the Seattle Seahawks and the points. Five of them. Needed them. They lost, but only by three. So I snuck that one out on Sunday night. And now I've got a little momentum as I make my pick for week 7 of the National Football League season. And Woodsy and Paul, I will be going on Sunday with the Chicago Bears. I think they are getting too many points against the Tampa Bay Bucks. Here, let me explain. Plus 13 was the spread I saw last night. Is that the number you're getting as well?
Yep.
All right, so obviously the Bucks are the better team here, but the Bears are not. They're not as horrible as you'd think. And while they haven't scored a lot offensively, their defense has only given up about 20 points per game. If you keep them anywhere near that, and you're getting 13 points, I mean, you're getting a lot. I mean, it's not like the Bucs have an absolute defense that shuts everyone out. You're going to luck into a few points, field goal two here or there, probably a touchdown. I just feel like you're going to keep it within that 13-point spread. If you just play it all anywhere like you've played defensively and keep them to under 30, I think you should be able to cover that.
So funny, man, because I would never touch this game. It's too many points.
That's a lot of points in the NFL.
If I was going to do it, I would probably do what Ben said, but because I have to fade him, I will fade him and take the Buccaneers.
You'll be fine.
I feel like I could be, but man, in the NFL, anything more than, honest to God, man, anything more than like 8.5.
You never saw spreads over 10.
Right.
And then when you did, those big ones like 14 or 15, it was because it was the Jags at 0-9 playing a first-place team.
Yeah.
This is a Bears team, but what? They're like 3-3.
Are they?
They won two of their last three games.
5-1 versus 3-3.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they've won two of their last
games. That's a fair bet.
They're
dude.
Not horrible. Yeah. Justin Fields, who's not.
He's learning.
You know? It's not. I'm not expecting a win here. I just think that's way too many points at this stage of the season.
Okay.
In that matchup.
Again.
So I like the Bears.
I like my chances only because it's you picking it. Well, yeah. But
Tom Brady, obviously, going to throw five more touchdown passes. They're going to score 45. And, yeah, they won't be able to keep it within 13 if the Bucs do that.
Well, I wonder if their offensive lineman, Taylor Lewan, will be back to protect him. So hopefully people understand that joke.
Otherwise, they're just making fun of me. Well, you had to listen to Don't Do This yesterday for that one. So.
That's a good pick. Paulie, I like your chances at winning 2 weeks in a row because that's just a lot of points, man.
Even though I won last week, I feel better about this pick than I did last week.
See, now when I said Bears, you all went, what, Bears? But now I explain it,
it's
and it sounds pretty good.
Those points, that's a lot of points. It's well, so yeah, funny.
Of course, my initial reaction is great. I got to take the Bears going up against the GOAT,
Tom Brady.
And it's you do and when
on
you,
the road
when you look at college football, sometimes like you're looking at the Bama line and you're like,
I don't touch
you're like
those
37 points, and then I look at it and go, yeah, Bama's going to win by 50, and I win. Like you win that.
I don't touch.
I have no fear betting college football with points.
I'll do like those huge, you know, number one or number two ranked teams. I maybe will do them in like a 6-team money line parlay just to win, yeah, you know, some money. But other than that, I'm not touching those spreads.
That's a good solid fade Ben pick.
So guys, I feel like I want to reward Mark for holding on for so long.
Okay,
and make him our contestant. Let's play a little take on Woods.
Woods.
All right, classic rock expert Mark, you've got a chance to qualify for our grand prize drawing, private VIP pot at the Westgate Superbook, largest sports book in the world, $250 food and beverage credit, and a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Mark, here are your categories to choose from again. Cast a spell, heart to heart, or chart toppers. What's it going to be, Mark?
Oh, boy, I think I'm going to go with chart toppers.
Oh, the new category. All right. Not necessarily all classic rock, but they are all about songs that spent at least 10 weeks in the number one spot on the Billboard Top 100. A rare achievement indeed. Less than 3% of number one songs spend that much time atop the chart. So you'll get 60 seconds to answer up to 5 questions if you want to pass at any time. And there's time at the end. We'll go back to those questions that you didn't get to. We'll start with a two-second song. Paulie will play a quick clip of a number one hit. You'll need to give me both the song title and the artist to score the point, and then we'll go on from there. Mark, you know how to play? You ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Woods has left the studio. He is in his soundproof booth. Your time starts when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Mark. Let's take on Woods.
That is Happy by, pass. I'll
which hit chart that spent 12 weeks atop the charts in 2013 resulted in a multi-million dollar payoff to the estate of Marvin Gaye for copying from his song, Gotta Give It Up?
Pass.
Rob Thomas provided the vocals for which smash hit from October of 1999?
The Santana song.
Butter is the title of a song that spent 10 weeks at number one earlier this year from which South Korean band?
PTS?
So close. In the summer of 2009, the Black Eyed Peas band, yes. Mark. That's an O for you. Came close. You knew Happy. It was Pharrell Williams. Blurred Lines is the song from Robin Thicke that was the subject of the lawsuit from the Marvin Gaye estate. Smooth, you knew the Carlos Santana. I mean, they were on the tip of your tongue, all of them here. Was Rob Thomas providing the vocals? And we didn't even get to the last question, so I'll save that for Woodsy coming up because he took so much time. So let's bring Woods back in. Same category, same 5 questions. Chart toppers, songs that spent at least 10 weeks in the number one spot on the Billboard Top 100. Same 5 questions, same 60 seconds. Your time starts when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woodsy. Let's take on Woods.
Pass.
Which hit that spent 12 weeks atop the charts in 2013 resulted in a multi-million dollar payoff to the estate of Marvin Gaye for copying from his song, Gotta Give It Up?
It's Robin Thicke. Pass. Crap.
Rob Thomas provided the vocals for which smash hit from
Smooth.
October? Butter is the title of a song that spent 10 weeks at number one earlier this year from which South Korean band?
BTS?
Yes, in the summer of 2009, the Black Eyed Peas had 2 songs that spent a total of 26 weeks at number one. Boom Boom Pow and which other single?
Let's Get It Started?
No, let's go back to the 2-second song.
No idea.
Which hit that spent 12 weeks atop the charts in 2013 resulted in a multi-million dollar payoff to the estate of Marvin Gaye?
Yeah, it's Robin.
For copying from his song, Gotta Give
Robin,
It Up.
Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines.
Blurred Lines, yes. And that is time. You snuck out three of them. Blurred Lines, Smooth,
three?
And BTS. Mark didn't get any, so you did win. And they were all on the tip of his tongue.
He knew either like the song, but
neither
not
of
artist.
You got Happy by Pharrell Williams.
Oh, that's the beginning of that? No idea. Hate that song. But
and then the Black Eyed Peas song. He actually didn't even get to that question. He was thinking about the first four so much. I Got a Feeling was the other number one. Tonight's going to be a good night.
I kind of like that.
BTS,
one.
Not BTS.
Yeah, he said BTS. We had to go to the audio recording.
So what's weird is I thought BTS was a style of music. I didn't know that was a band. So that was a 100% shot in the dark. I thought it stood for something. It was like K-pop is what they call
right.
it. Okay, that
K-pop.
Is the band. Okay. Wow, those were tough. That is not my
is
jam.
This, Butter?
Butter.
Butter by BTS. Like this is Dan and Shay Butter, would he?
Dan and Shay.
All right, Mark, give it a try on another day. Maybe you'll get luckier on the category. Whoa. With more classic rock, because you didn't get much of it on today's edition of
Bro,
Take On Woods.
Bro, you know, that's my kryptonite. Is any pop, like vapid pop is, I'm done. I'm done. I'm actually surprised I got three on that one.
We've Holy got Don't Do This coming up next. Maybe the worst sports idea I have heard
I saw this.
From Bob Huggins, college basketball coach.
Oh, I have no idea.
Worst
I'm so
idea.
Excited.
Just, it infuriated me. It's such a terrible idea.
I can't wait to hear it.
So we'll get to that coming up next. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
The Biggest Fan is returning November 1st. Remember The Biggest Fan? All you have to do is visit 973thefansd.com/biggestfan and enter your name to sign up. Then listen each day at 8:30 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4:30 p.m. If you hear your name called as The Biggest Fan, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back and you'll be registered for our grand prize, two-night stay at a Waterview studio at Mission Bay Resort, $100 activity Ooh. Credit from Action Sports, dinner for two at Covewood. So staycation prize. For The Biggest Fan, you just have to be listening and entered starting November 1st.
I love
staycation.
I love a staycation.
I know you do.
God, I love a staycation.
I like a good Don't Do This story. Mm-hmm. I get a couple of them for you today. The first is the conspiracy theories that have gotten a little out of hand. Now, you can sort of understand, given the history of the Astros and the Red Sox, you know, Alex Cora.
I do know Alex
the
Cora.
The banging of the drum scandal with the Astros. Everyone's looking for signs of cheating in this series, and some people thought they found it in game 4-5 last night when a light, like a bright light, was shining
yellow light.
Of center field, like a little dot in Fenway Park. Is that some sort of signal to Red Sox batters or something to let them know what pitch is coming? The umpires investigated, the light went off. Someone tweeted here, because they were out, there's like a bar back there behind the wall in center field, a bleacher bar it's called, and there was a TV crew that was like shooting stories with a light.
Sure.
And they believe that that's, they were filming and that was what was causing that light that was coming through the center field, not some cheating scandal. Now, Red Sox fans, or Astros fans, and Red Sox fans also have their own cheating conspiracy. Someone tweeted right before Yordan Alvarez's home run, did you hear it like a whistle right before the pitch? And then they said, oh, look at Yordan's smirk rounding third, a smug smirk like he just got away with something. So Red Sox fans still think the Astros are cheating. The Astros think the Red Sox are cheating. And no one can just accept when their team, you know, plays terribly in a, you know, playoff game of the caliber that they've been playing lately.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know. There was a Dodger fan on Facebook, somebody, and I shared it the other day, that said, man, these guys have to be stealing our they have to be stealing our signs. There's no way the Braves are this good. And this is when Freddie Freeman was 0 for 7 with 7 straight, 0 for whatever, but he had 7 straight strikeouts. And I thought, you know, if Freddie Freeman knows what's coming, I'm pretty sure he's going to be able to put the bat on the ball. You got to think these things through sometimes. Look, there was a video yesterday of Julio Urias from the night before, and he was kind of showing the guy next to him, hey, when he throws his curveball, you can kind of, you can see it. Like, but that's fine. You can do that. And you can.
Yeah, that's tipping.
That's tipping.
That's not cheating
and
stealing.
And you can relay. Have a ball relaying. Just don't use flashing lights, computers, and cameras to do so. I think that's a little bit over the line. Well, I mean, this one's it's a short one. It's short but effective. Yesterday, look, there have been shows that we've done that I've gotten really excited about doing, you know, and you get in and you want to send the tweet, hey, make sure to listen to Ben and Woods this morning, and I'm really, really excited. Well, Stephen A. Smith got really excited when he went to his Twitter yesterday and tweeted this. You got to be very careful. It's time for NBA Clunt Dune.
Clunt Dune.
CLUNTDIWN.
Well, let's be nice. Yeah. Let's be nice.
A new era begins now on ESPN. Is he on NBA Clunt Dune?
He's the guy. He's on NBA.
Stay off the damn weed.
Clunt Dune. Not countdown.
No, as someone who has occasionally misspelled something in a tweet because of my fast fingers, I have sympathy for Stephen A. Smith. It took him like 6 hours to realize it and then tweet a, ha ha, oh yeah, little typo there.
People have already taken it and they've put it on. It's been.
That's right, I said it!
It's been memed. It's just, the internet is such a, it's such a fantastic place when used properly. When used properly.
Yes.
Especially Twitter. And he got roasted a little bit. Funny. Clunt Dune. NBA Clunt Dune. Great word.
Maybe his
With all
O
due
key
respect,
is just
shut the hell up.
Broken.
Maybe what?
His O key on his phone.
Bro, it's so funny. And to see it. And he never deleted it. It's still up. Clunt Dune.
Yeah. No, he tweeted later, haha, you know, typo. But that was like hours and hours later.
Yeah.
After he saw how much roasting he got on Twitter yesterday. All right, finally, worst idea of all time. Bob Huggins, West Virginia men's basketball coach, wants to turn college basketball and make it more like college football. And this is how he suggests it. At the Big 12 Media Day yesterday, says, why wouldn't the big Power 5 conferences just make their own tournament at the end of the year instead of the NCAA tournament? Like, let's keep all the little guys out. Let's keep the Gonzagas and the San Diego States.
Damn,
and
really?
All of them out and just do a tournament for ourselves with all the big power schools and cut the NCAA right out of it. Now, from a financial standpoint, he is right. The NCAA puts on this tournament. They make like billions in TV revenue.
Oh, yeah.
And they, you know, that goes to the NCAA, the institution. Bob's saying, well, why don't schools? We could all just keep that. The conferences and the schools, we all split it up. We do our own tournament. They're watching us, our teams. You know, let's just cut everyone else out of it and do our own tournament at the end of the year. The NCAA tournament is like my favorite event, like maybe on the sports calendar. I love the NCAA tournament. If you cut out all the Cinderellas, you know, the early upsets and the magical runs to the Sweet 16 and the Final Four, you would absolutely ruin the tournament.
Sure.
You
it's
would,
not the
you
tournament.
Would completely ruin
it's
the
not
tournament.
It. It's not it. You missed the Loyolas. You missed those stories.
Of
you missed,
course.
You know, I mean, is it fun to see powerhouses duke it out against each
sure.
other?
Sure.
Yeah.
Duke it out. I get it.
You get that?
I get that.
It's great, but, you know, come on. It's part of the magic of the tournament.
This is why
That's
people
so
hate the business of sports, though. Because financially, he's right. You know, there's no reason the NCAA keep necessarily all that money, but it's their tournament. And if you want to play and win it, you got to play in their tournament that makes them so much money. But to take it away would just be disastrous. It would be horrible for the sport. It would be horrible for fans. And it's what's ruined kind of college football from the BCS to the four-team playoff, you know, where the Power Five schools try to keep all the money. That's not the best way to do it. I've been saying this for a long time. That's the financially, yeah, it's the smart way to do it. But sometimes what makes the most money is not the best thing for a sport.
Didn't golf propose? Wasn't there?
There was like, yeah, there's the proposal of like a competing tour to the PGA Tour where
yeah.
they steal all the big players, pay
yeah.
them more money. But then.
Did it fizzle?
Well, the problem there is then what happens to the majors? Because then if you're not competing on the PGA Tour, you're not eligible for majors. So they couldn't compete in like the Masters or the U.S. Open anymore. You'd lose all the tradition,
they're
the
like,
history of the game.
Like, we have a new one. It's called the Fasters. We're not doing the Masters. You'll like this one. It's just as good.
Yeah, we get to keep all the money.
It's the Fasters. It's close.
Why let these Augusta guys have all the money? You know, we'll do it ourselves, and we'll keep all the money.
Look, man, I'm all for progress. I love progress. And the thing is you're talking about Bob Huggins being, you know, greedy, right? But the NCAA is
pretty greedy
yeah, themselves.
No, that's true.
It's always hard to find yourself siding with the NCAA or, like, the owners in a labor negotiation. Sometimes you do, though, feel like, oh, okay. I mean, I guess this kind of makes sense. But, you know, whose greed is more... whose greed is more acceptable?
I hated this quote by Huggins. Those Cinderella schools are putting 200 people at best in their gym. We're putting 14,000. What? San Diego State sells out every game. 12,505
yeah.
or whatever it is.
414.
12,414. SDSU alum knows the exact capacity of Viejas Arena right there.
Yeah. I mean,
that's just wrong. That's just not true. There's lots of great programs that are outside your Power 5 conferences.
It does come off as greedy, but again, not to belabor the point, the NCAA is one of the greedier organizations out there, and it's a dictatorship.
While you guys were going through your don't do thee. Saw a story here real quick. I just wanted to submit it as a bonus.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be a big don't do this because Nick Saban's press conference was interrupted via Zoom.
Ooh.
And I thought, oh.
Oh,
like Zoom crashers?
You don't mess with Nick Saban.
Oh,
you know, like, remember the press conference? I think it was Doc Rivers. He was talking to the guys like, is your shirt off? Like,
yeah, are you in bed?
So
you have his shirt off.
This reporter has, like, an infant in his arms while he's doing Zoom.
No.
Spoiler alert. It ends up being a sweet moment. But I was like, oh, God.
You know, guys in the middle of the defense normally, or that's sort of a,
holding his
guys
baby.
Especially call the defense, that's sort of a leadership role. How was that for Henry Toto this year, coming in as a first-year player at Alabama, and how has he sort of progressed in that role?
Well, I have a question for you, first of all. I mean, did I finally get to meet the boss?
I apologize. My wife is not home yet, so I'm having to pull dad duty.
Well, this is the best behavior I've seen you on since I've been here. I mean, obviously.
I apologize.
No, you don't have to apologize. I mean, if this is the way it's going to be, I'd like for him to be there all the time.
Oh, man.
I was like holding my
Nick
breath.
Nick Saban,
like, oh God.
Has a heart after all. That's a really touching, sweet moment,
nice.
Ollie. Imagine one of my children sitting quietly as I asked AJ Preller Zoom questions. Couldn't. Yeah, will never, ever
you
happen.
You can't say that to AJ Bo. That's a three don't do this and one kind of do this on a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about Mackenzie Gore and revisit that conversation. He appeared, if you missed it, again in the Arizona Fall League. Everything had been trending upwards.
You were so
yesterday.
Optimistic last week, Ben.
What did I miss?
We'll give you an update when we come back on Mackenzie Gore with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour, Ben Woods is brought to you by Indeed. Is finding the right candidate slowing you down? Cut straight to you're hired with Indeed. Our hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. To find your next great hire, visit Indeed.com/credit. I forgot you weren't around last week for the bulk of our Mackenzie Gore discussion.
I missed all of the Mackenzie Gore talk last week. I wasn't aware that there was going to be Mackenzie Gore talk.
He had a strong outing, and it sparked a little debate on our show about whether or not the team should be, if you know, maybe Gore has turned it around, and if he has, should you trade him?
We need pitching. Like, why would you trade him?
All right, let's have this discussion. And with the update on Mackenzie Gore's latest start in the Arizona Fall League, spoiler alert, not good. We'll get to that after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So we've been following the Mackenzie Gore saga all year. Expected him to be probably an important member of the Padres' pitching rotation at some point here in 2021. Maybe not opening day, but at some point, you know, some meaningful innings they're going to get from the top pitching prospect in baseball. Didn't work that way. In fact, they ended up shutting him down, sending him back to, you know, the backfields of Peoria for months, reworking the delivery to try to figure out where the velocity, where the control had gone. By the end of the year, he had started, you know, making some progress, you know, going to rookie ball, then up to, what, single A, then double A, making some starts. You know, things appeared to be headed in the right direction. So the Arizona Fall League comes around, and last week he made his debut on opening day and looked really sharp, Woods. The reviews were outstanding. I had a my cousin has like a stepbrother who's in the minor leagues, was there and said, texted him, said, Mackenzie Gore is back, baby. Slider sitting 88, heater 94 to 97 and a half. You know, looking really good. And he got a lot of swings and misses in his start last week. People like Keith Law were going, hey, if you just saw him last week, you'd think he was the number one pitching prospect in all the baseball again. All right, this is good news.
Yeah, great news.
They worked hard. They had some setbacks, but it looks like he's back on the right track. So everyone kind of waiting with anticipation, maybe eager anticipation for start number two in the Arizona Fall League. Happened last night in Peoria, and it was a really rough night. Mackenzie Gore just could not find the plate. 54 pitches, only 26 for strikes, only made it to the second inning, one and a third, two hits, five walks, no strikeouts, three earned runs, and they had to pull him early because he just could not find the plate. And I tweeted out, hey, two steps forward, one step back. I got a lot of Padres fans going, seems more like one step forward, two steps back.
Yeah, true.
I get that. I feel like all, you know, one bad day doesn't undo progress that you've made over the last 3 or 4 months. I mean, velocity back, you know, ticking higher again, things that you wanted to see. You're going to have some setbacks here or there. I'm not just throwing out everything he's done because he had one bad Arizona Fall League start last night. At the same time, it certainly is, you would love to see him just keep building on that momentum and moving forward. And this clearly is going to be a confidence hit for Mackenzie Gore.
Well, and our buddy Mark Wilkins, who writes for Matt Friars, sent me a note last night as well. And here was his note. He said, what's concerning to me is the leg kick is suddenly back. It's back. So they're tinker. If you're doing something and it's going great, why would you tinker with it? Like, let's just keep doing what you're doing. And so Mark says it feels like they're still tinkering with things, which is absolutely bizarre. So he's still being overseen by the Padres. It's not some weird fall league development thing that they're having him do. They're keeping a watchful eye on him. And again, if you're sitting 97, you know, 94 to 97 with no big high leg kick, why would you then tinker with it in your next start and bring it back? It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But look, again, it's not costing us anything right now. He's working it out. There's kinks. You're figuring it out.
All right.
Maybe that was...
That's a reasonable take on it.
And maybe that was, you know, you're like... I just try to liken it to, like, maybe golf, right? Like, you do something that works really well, but it's not really the way you're supposed to. Like, I hit a cut. So after a while, I stopped trying to learn how to hit the ball straight, and I just started playing my cut when I would play. And I would aim way left, hoping the ball would end up in the fairway.
But you're limiting yourself when you do that.
I'm costing myself distance and accuracy and everything else. And it's kind of nerve-wracking to have to line up dead left every time just to get a ball 200 yards down the fairway. So I do tinker. I tinker with it, and now I finally started to hit the driver straight. I want to stay on this path. I'm certainly not going to go back to, let's aim left and play that cut again. It's the only thing I can liken it to because I've never, you know, I've never been a pitcher at this level. And you just, it's worrisome too because it's like, we've done this with Mackenzie Gore. Is he stubborn? Are the Padres just not good at conveying the message? Where is the disconnect?
It sounds like, I mean, got a pretty good head on his shoulders when you know, we've talked to him and you read interviews with him just of late. It sounds like he's got a decent head on his shoulders and he's trying to keep everything in perspective. And the Arizona Fall League is the place to tinker around. Maybe next time he goes right back to what he was doing the start before And, you know, he continues to make progress. But the discussion we had last week, and our boss, Adam, he keeps texting me, you got to trade him. What do you do this offseason?
Well, Adam also is speaking as a Braves fan who got Max Fried from the Padres. So I'm sure he wants him traded to the Braves.
Someone's looking to fleece the Padres.
That's our boss, Adam.
But if he continues to struggle, he may have some value still. If he's hitting 95, 96 on the radar gun still, he'll have value to someone, other organization, or you might be able to get something that helps you this year.
You don't sell at 50 cents on the
dollar. Okay, thank you, because that's what my argument last week was.
He's young, he's controllable. Like you work with him until he figures it out.
You have to be able to hit on some of your own prospects. If you're going to win the World Series, it's not going to all be through free agents and trades.
No,
you've got
it's
to
just
hit
not.
On a couple of your own guys. And if you're going to bet on someone, yeah, there's been some concerning developments with Mackenzie Gore over the last year, but he is also like a really valuable lottery ticket as well, because if he does hit and ends up pitching well, having his, you know, control for years, you know, plug him into a starting rotation, left-handed, he checks so many of those boxes that, to me, I think he's worth that gamble to stick with him. And yeah, maybe you lose that gamble and your lottery ticket ends up worth nothing at the end of the year, at the end of the next 2 years. But if it cashes, my goodness gracious, what a huge infusion that would be, exactly where the Padres would need it in these next couple of years.
Yeah.
Young, controllable, dominant, left-handed, starting pitching. It's what you're looking for.
It's the dream.
That's what you're looking for, and at least you've got a shot at it. Now, yeah, it's not going that great, but you have to win on some of these prospects or you're never going to make that next leap.
No,
never going to do it.
You're absolutely right. And all you can do in the meantime is continue to try to draft and, most importantly, develop young players. Now, CJ Abrams is on that roster. He is not playing, though. He's kind of working out on the backfields, is another note.
Coming back from the injury.
Yeah, another note that I got as well. There's a couple other names in here, guys I hadn't really heard of that Mark had sent over to me, and I always appreciate those notes from our buddies at Mad Friars. They do such a great job. And, man, it has been cause for concern for a while here in San Diego, the development of young talent and the lack of... I say that, Benny, though, but you think about it, there's a lot of guys that did get chances here. They just didn't do much with them, and they have gone on to success with other teams. I think that's kind of the nature of the business. But those guys were developed, and they got into the big leagues, and some of them struggled. Other teams were able to stick with guys a little bit longer than the Padres did. I don't know if it's a development problem or if it's a patience problem. Just be patient with Luis Urias, right? I don't know.
It's so funny, though, because... for so many years, you know, fans screaming, trade some of these prospects, bring us some big league talent now.
Exactly, dude. Now we're like, no,
we're adding prospects. We're going to be patient with them. And now it seems like maybe the Padres' biggest problem is that they've been too impatient with some of their own prospects, and they traded them too soon.
It's good info here. Run Billy tweets in. He goes, he was messing with it in his first start, too. The good start, he said, I guess he was there. He says, Gore's high leg kick is back for the second inning. It was much shorter in the first. Odd. Figuring it out there, doing it when you're... That's what they... What do they always say about the really good pitchers in baseball? Repeatable mechanics. No, his changeup comes out of the exact same slot as his fastball. Same arm speed. Repeatable. You can't be out there going high leg kick one inning. You can if you're Johnny Cueto and you've got years, I mean, and you can screw around with your timing. You're Mackenzie Gore. You haven't even seen the show yet. You haven't even sniffed the show. Bro, you got to do what you got to do to get to the show. Then you get 10 years under your belt, you can be Johnny Cueto.
I'm picturing the Arizona Fall League wraps up. He's still tinkering, and he's looking. They need more innings for him. Fantasy camp rolls around. Hey, you guys mind if Mackenzie Gore throws a few innings, works on his leg kick a little bit?
I would be terrified.
Against you and Paul?
Terrified. Now, I'm a righty. Paul's a righty. But, like, I don't want to go.
But you got the advantage then.
That
you
big
got
old righty lefty advantage. Coming at you from the left side. Like, Now, here's the deal.
A little wild.
I will, yeah.
Don't know where it's going.
I wouldn't mind digging in there and seeing what he's got.
I'm good sitting behind the batting
cage.
But
I need him. I need him to find the zone. I'm not trying to get dotted in the knee by 97. But no, we always need extra innings out at Fantasy Camp, Ben. That's for sure.
It's Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan. If you would like, if you got some time tonight, you can join the coach John Quintero tonight and every Thursday night at Draft at Belmont Park to watch Thursday night football. Enjoy over 70 beers on tap along with San Diego's greatest game day grub. Coach John Quintero at Draft in Coach's Corner, 5 to 7 every Thursday. Details at DraftSanDiego.com.
Yeah, he's 22 years old. A lot of people are tweeting. No one on this show is saying trade him. Just, you want to scream at somebody, scream at...
Well, Paulie kind of was on the trade.
Were you on the trade
last week? Yeah.
It was a hypothetical. If you found a team that would take him, would you trade him? And I said, look, I mean, Ryan Weathers, at least at one point, was everything we hoped Mackenzie Gore would be.
And now he's not.
But he's still light years ahead of Mackenzie Gore.
Okay, but you don't need to trade Gore. Somebody would snatch him up in a heartbeat.
No, but you need pitching. You can't wait another 5 years.
But you can wait another six months.
If you could get...
You think he's going to turn around in six
if
months?
If you could get sure. 1 year Good. Of an all-star type pitcher for Mackenzie Gore, would you do that?
Who's that pitcher?
I don't know. I'm just saying out there, if there was a... You know, like
I'll say this. He's certainly, we've talked for years now about the untouchables. He's not untouchable.
But you don't
you don't sell low.
You don't sell low.
I mean, someone wants to
sell
him,
and you're not, if he's not the guy, and look, there are guys in organizations that are good, talented players that aren't the right fit for the organization, right?
Like, no, I wouldn't trade him for like some draft pick or something.
Right.
No.
Like,
if that's the piece that will make a deal go over the top, fine. Fine.
It's also the season where teams are deciding on whether or not to pick up contract options for players. For instance, Buster Posey, the Giants, going to pick up his $23 million option. If he does want to play another season, my guess would be for $23 million, he will. Nick Castellanos is expected to opt out from his contract.
I can't deny that
if the Padres do move Will Myers in the offseason, that adding a Nick Castellanos would be an interesting option for a team in need of offense.
Interesting. Bro, what do you want me to do? I'll do it.
Padres sign Nick Castellanos. I want you to do something horrible that you need to apologize for on the air while he's at the plate. It guarantees a home run.
He hits a home run. I almost have to have Nick Castellanos as a member of the San. What a perfect fit for this team.
A lot of teams will be interested.
Oh, my God. They should be. He is phenomenal. Phenomenal, dude. Come on, man.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
It's got to be the moment of 2021. Right? That's the moment. Yes. I've never seen a bit go on longer, and it doesn't bother me. Everything, I've never gotten enough of it yet. If I see it, I'm never like, God, that bit is so tired.
When people infuse it with something completely different from baseball, it kills me.
And it just surprises you, like in the timeline, like, what am I reading here? And then all of a sudden, there's a deep drive.
It just, it is
got me
so
again. Love
that. There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again here or anyway. It's such a gnar. Like, you can't make light of the subject matter, obviously.
No,
but
the
that
situation.
Moment, oh my God. And then how many times Castellanos did it throughout the rest of the year? Ben, please make him a Padre. Do what you have to do.
I'll guess some Ben and Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Buy new roads. Rindle Report coming up in our next segment. Get some headlines. We'll catch up with our NIL-sponsored golfer as well in our final hour.
Stevie.
Fall season wrapping up. That's all ahead with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.